Hi, I'm David Malapo from the ICANN Foundation. Jesus startles us with a statement in John chapter 10, verse 10. He says that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. In other words, he wants us to slow down a little bit and enjoy life. That is what I want to talk to you about today. 15 simple ways to slow down and enjoy life. In this crazy world of high tech and high anxiety, it is important to realize the power of slowing things down. Life does not have to be a daily race against time. You and I can choose to live at a gentler pace. When you engage in the power of slow, you can keep distractions and haste at bay. Slow living does not mean you always crawl at a turtle's pace. It means finding your custom-made speed and creating a more gratifying life as you pause to enjoy your experiences more fully. I'd encourage you to develop a positive relationship with time and a new attitude about how you use the hours in each day. All of us are blessed with 24 hours, but it is how you and I use that 24 hours that will determine whether we will enjoy life or will endure life. Here are 15 simple ways to assist you as you slow down and enjoy life. Number one, embrace time abundance. Time abundance is a mindset, and so is time starvation. Know that there is a reason for every season. Time abundance states that you and I have more than enough time to get everything done that serves our ultimate purpose. And I get nervous when people tell me, I don't have time. Do you understand how many seconds are there in a day, in an hour, in a minute? And you say you don't have time? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. It's all this rushing and rushing and rushing. Remember, busyness does not mean effectiveness. Busyness does not mean effectiveness. So I encourage you, number one, embrace time. Understand that time abundance is a mindset. So is time starvation. Number two, relish the space between things. Ma, like mother, ma is a Japanese term for the space between beats in music or theatrical performances. I like to challenge you. Give ma a chance to show itself in your calendar by creating room for some breezy nothingness between appointments. Have you considered that? Just you have nothing between appointments. I have learned to do that within my life and in my office time, where I have my ma time, just to do absolutely nothing. What I call having breezy nothingness between appointments. Number three, disengage from fighting against the clock. Disengage from clock combat. Put away your watch every now and then to experience a timeless state of peace. Challenge yourself to go clock-free for a day. Engage in activities that will make you forget the time altogether. Do some wonderful things like painting, dancing, making music. I believe that when you disengage from fighting the clock and when you disengage from clock combat, you have peace. Because that's what we lack today, ladies and gentlemen. Most of us, we do not have peace. And if you do not have peace, it messes up your system. It creates stress, and stress is not healthy for you, for your life, for your relationships, and yes, even in the workplace. Number four, eat mindfully. Eat mindfully. It is true that you are what you eat, but also it is true that you are how you eat. Take time between bites and chew slowly. I think we can learn a thing or two from the French people. French people enjoy their meals. They eat mindfully. They eat mindfully. They take time between bites. They chew slowly. They just enjoy mealtime. Some of us, unfortunately, we have made eating time as a primary, not a secondary activity. In other words, some of us, do we really eat to live? Or do we live to eat? I want to encourage you. You want to slow down? Eat mindfully. Number five, use your tools. What do you mean, use your tools? Let that call go to the voicemail. Suspending your availability now will help you later on to regain your center. You can always come back to that voicemail to return the phone calls. Most of us, the mere fact that you have your cell phone on, it is a law of expectation. You expect people to call you. Some people even go to the restroom, to the toilet, with cell phone on and with their PC or their computers. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, use your tool. You want to enjoy life, keep life simple, let that phone call go to that voicemail because you will be available later on. Number six, switch off your cell phone altogether. Oh, this is a no-no to a lot of people. Ladies and gentlemen, the cell phone found you here and the cell phone will leave you here. Cell phone changes all the time. Switch it off. This cell phone stuff is actually an addition to some of your challenges as much as it is a convenience. Turn it off from time to time to recharge from the world. The earth will keep spinning as you refrain from doing so. Number seven, when a window closes, a door opens. Focus on one project at a time and close all other unrelated windows in your mind, on your computers. Remember that distractions can tug at your energy, leaving you feeling depleted. Number eight, remember you are the captain of your own ship. Make a choice to include time out to dock and visit other ports rather than your family responsibility and obligations. Make sure you have time for simple pleasures and joys. It cannot always be work, family responsibilities, obligation. Listen, gentlemen, you are the captain of your own ship. Make a choice to include time out. You need to chill. I like what my daughter said to me. She says,
Dad, you need to chillax.
I said, what do you mean chillax? She said it's a combination between chilling and relaxing. Why? I want to encourage you that if you want to enjoy life, I encourage you to chillax by captaining your own ship. Number nine, redefine the value of leisure. For those who struggle with taking time off, remember this, that a productive person is a well-rested one. A productive worker is a well-rested one. A productive lover is a well-rested one. A productive parent is a well-rested one. Take time to rest. Instead of taking a half day off, why don't you take a full one? Focus completely on relaxing activities. Go to the park. Stroll in the park. Walk in the mall. Redefine the value of leisure. Number 10, take an adult-sized time out, a big, humongous time out. Challenge yourself today to explore a new part of your surroundings, gadget-free. Remember that when you foster a sense of connection with your living space, it will do wonders for you. Most of us, we need to always frequent those places that will foster that sense of connection. First of all, with our Lord, with our Creator, with Almighty God. Those places that will foster a wonderful connection with our families, a wonderful connection with nature. Because remember, I believe that God reveals Himself also through nature. Take an adult-sized time out. 11, change your routine. Take a new route to work or order something completely different from the menu. Isn't that interesting that the latest statistics are finding out that when people go to the same restaurant, to the same store, to the same place, they will order the same thing. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, explore, change your routine. Take a new route to work. It will raise your awareness about your immediate surroundings and it will create a new sense of place. Have you noticed that sometimes you'll be driving the same old route? One day you look to the left, you realize, when did they erect this building? The building has been there all along. But you've been so focused and you've been so tense, ladies and gentlemen, that you forgot to change your routine. When you change your routine, it will change your mind. It will also change your perspective as far as life is concerned. Number 12, spend at least 30 minutes outdoors. Did you know that vitamin D deficiencies arise especially in the winter months? Why? Because people just don't go outside. People like the indoors. God has created the outdoors so that we can begin to inhale and exhale. And in addition, we get blessed by having free vitamin D's. find ways to go outside daily for a breath of fresh air and sunlight. You say, well, David, it's always cold. I'm living in a place where there's full of snow. Even in cloudy days, even during snow days, get out just for about 30 minutes. It will do you wonders. Number 13, surround yourself with beauty. Surround yourself with beauty. I have realized that beauty will stimulate your senses. My wife always, once in a while, will come up with candles, the aromatherapy candles. And you know, being a black man and being an African, I will always ask her, what's the deal with these candles? You know, she will always help me to say, Dave, it will stimulate your senses. It creates that ambience, that romantic atmosphere. When you surround yourself with beauty, it will soothe you. Just like soothing music, or when you look at a water fountain that is splashing in the background, it will just do wonders for you to begin to appreciate the simple things in life. Number 14, get moving. You say, whoa, wait a minute, David. You just told me that I must slow down. Yes, I did. But slowing down does not mean you stop. It means becoming more mindful. Incorporate movement in your daily routine. Example, by taking the stairs instead of the elevator, it will do you good. Mobility is good for your body, for your soul, and for your spirit. And finally, don't sweat the small stuff. Life is in the details, but you need not be overshadowed by them. Focus on what you can do to change things, not on what you cannot. Enjoy the ride on the highway of life. You see, ultimately, sir, ultimately, ma'am, the choice is yours. How you spend your daily units is up to you. Living powerfully is a decision you get to make anew every day. I like what the songwriter says in the book of Lamentations. He says, God's mercies are new every day. So I dare you to enjoy life by embracing these 15 simple ways. I believe that you can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives you the strength.